Hello.
Hi,
hello.
How are you doing today? My name is Anthony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about different issues facing Hector County. Now, would you have a few minutes to help us out? Hello.
Hello. Yes.
What? Yes. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That.
Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or on the wrong track?
They're not on the track I would like.
Okay. No. So you would say wrong track?
Wrong track, yes.
Okay. Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Oh, boy. There's so much, yes.
Okay. In your opinion, what would be the most important issue facing Hector County?
Future funding, I guess.
Okay. So that would be something like development?
Okay.
Something like managing growth, a sprawl development?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with that.
All right. Now, how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Right now, they're pretty good.
Okay, so we'll say excellent or good?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Worse off.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Quite concerned, yes.
So we can say very or
very,
somewhat
okay.
Concerned. Okay, very. Now, let me read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each of those characteristics and qualities in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
For Hector County, I'd say it was poor.
What about public transportation?
The bus system is better than nothing, but that's all I can say. It's poor.
It's poor, okay. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Wow. The traffic is bad
very,
and getting worse, so I'd rate that as poor, yes.
What about the availability of quality health care?
For me, it's, I can afford any of it, so... But for
okay.
as far as the countywide,
yes.
Anybody, I'd say it's on the poor side.
What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Stupidity mostly reigns there, but. there is planning for job growth if nothing different happens in the future. So I'd say it's poor. They're stupid.
What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
I would say it's fair.
What about availability of affordable housing?
If affordable means below $100,000, it is very poor.
Okay. What about the quality of public schools?
Good, fair.
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Fair to poor. I'd say it's more, I'd say poor. Okay.
What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Getting better, but it's still fair.
What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Oh, boy. That would be poor. There isn't much natural.
What about public safety and low crime?
Fair.
What about offering job opportunities in your field?
There are plenty of those out here. I'd say good.
Good, okay. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people: immigrants from other countries.
Poor.
What about young, single people?
Hey. Yeah, poor. Find someplace else.
People living below the poverty line.
Poor.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Depends on your field. I'd say it's fair.
Okay. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
What about people like you?
This is no retirement community. Poor.
What about families with children?
Good.
What about retirees?
Poor.
What about racial and ethnic minorities?
I say poor. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good right now.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate?
Transition from oil.
Okay. So, okay. transition from, would that be something like we'll remain dependent on oil and gas industry?
We're not going to go away from that, and we're going to go down with it. So, yeah.
What about economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created? How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not all familiar.
Somewhat.
How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too confident, not all confident.
Not too confident.
Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too familiar, not all familiar.
Somewhat.
How confident are you in the vision plans and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not all confident.
Not too confident.
How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, not all likely.
Not too likely.
Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Two years of college.
Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American,
Anglo.
Hispanic, Anglo, okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No one.
Okay, great. Now, is your annual household income $25,000 or less, $25,002, $39,999,
$40,000 to $74,999.
$40,000 to $70,000. Okay. Are you currently employed full time, part time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else? Okay. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are completing this survey. Thank you, sir. Being very kind. Thank you
very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.